We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
It's dangerous. It's dangerous.
Everybody come to the Breakfast Club. I call this the hot seat.
Y'all are wild. Can I live?
You are out of control. I can't even deal with you.
Y'all are so petty. Why are y'all so petty?
The world's most dangerous morning show. DJ Envy.
Captain of this bitch.
Angela Yee.
I stay in everybody's business, but in a good way.
Charlamagne the God.
The ruler rubbing you the wrong way.
The Breakfast Club.
Ain't for everybody.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet. It's Thursday.
Thursday.
Yes, it's Thursday.
Oh, man, I came in listening to the smooth sounds of Guy this morning. Drop on the Clues Bombs for Guy.
Okay.
Teddy Riley, Aaron Hall, Damian. I can't remember if Damian was a Riley or a Hall. He was a Riley, right? No, he's a Hall.
I think Damian Hall.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I think.
I believe
it
so.
It is, right?
He's a Hall, yeah.
Anyway, I came in listening to the very best of Guy. You know, Guy's one of my favorite groups. Uptown Records is one of my favorite record labels. So the tone is set today.
I always affiliate Guy with SWV. Like that.
Why?
I look at SWV as like the female version of Guy.
Nah, two different eras, totally. Guy was New Jack Swing. Guy was before.
Yeah,
SWV
Guy
time.
Was before.
But I always, for some reason in my head, affiliate those two. Like if I could say what's the equivalent for women.
Nah, when I
to
do
Guy, it was SWV.
Nah, it's usually like Jeff Red when I do Guy. Pause.
Yeah, Jeff Red.
He's
Brown.
Not a
woman. That sounded crazy, right? When I do Guy.
He's not a woman.
I know, but I usually think Jeff Red,
Horace Brown. Horace the whole Brown, Uptown
yeah.
Records
That's
movement.
That's an easy thing.
All Uptown
think
Records.
SWV.
Salute to Uptown Records. That's who I do. You know, people always ask me who you want to interview. I want to interview Guy this year for a Throwback Thursday.
That'd be dope.
Yes, we have to have Guy up here.
You know what? I realized kids just don't get cold. Now, yesterday, it was a snow day for my kids. We got about 4, 5, 6 inches of snow, right? So the kids are out there, and after about 30 minutes, I'm cold. Like, I'm freezing. And these kids are like, nah, I'm good. Now I can see their noses red. I can see their cheeks. But we stayed outside in the snow for like 2-3 hours.
Well, you
yesterday.
Had no choice. Well, I was at the WeWork Creator Awards yesterday, the Global Awards. They actually gave away $1 million to two of the winners. It was supposed to be one winner, but then there was two winners. I know you guys know about WeWork, where people go and rent spaces to work in.
Mm-hmm.
And so they had these winners from all over. The winners were Global Vision 2020. Mm-hmm. They supply people in need with eyesight prescriptions because there's all these people who can't see and don't have access to get the proper prescriptions for glasses. And then also Read 3D. They actually turn plastic trash into materials from 3D printers. They make them into prototypes. So it was great. It's people that are affecting change in the world. Wonderful event. It actually really touched my heart. So shout out to WeWork.
Salute to WeWork. You know what else I noticed too, since you bring up that cold thing?
What?
Back in my day, white people didn't used to get cold. White people be cold now. Remember white people around this time of year would be walking around in shorts?
It depends.
Shorts and a hoodie or something?
No, I still see in my kids' school, them white kids be wearing shorts.
They do?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
My son be having a hoodie on, jacket, and the kids be walking
with
shorts.
The white kids
blue socks.
The white kids I see now be looking like they freezing. Back in my day, I used to be like, well, is that one of the differences between black and white people?
So they don't build them like they used to.
They don't build them like they used to. Boy, white people, they don't build y'all like y'all used to, man.
All right. Well, Diddy will be joining us today. Brother Love.
Oh, man. Well, he's just Love.
Love.
He's just Love.
He's shortened it.
He's already a brother.
Okay.
We have to talk to Diddy at some point in this interview about the interview he did on Drink Champs with Nori.
Okay. Now, if somebody out there that doesn't know, do you have a clip
of it?
Let's give him a little clip, Daddy. Let him pull it up. You know,
give him a little clip, Daddy.
Diddy was on Drinks Champs with
Diddy. With Fabulous and Jadakiss.
With Fabulous and
Jada. And, of course, the fabulous host, N-O-R-E.
Right.
Let's get a little clip.
You got it?
You don't got it, Daddy?
Come on, Daddy.
All these great things that Love is doing, and this is what y'all are doing. I like when he says, I like what he's shuffling in and all that. What he say, I like what he's shuffling in. We gonna get to the four. We gonna do all that. We gonna get to all that. The Bad Boy Reunion Tour. You got one of them. We ain't got this. No, that one right there. You got it, Daddy. Come on, act like this is a National Syndicated Radio Show. You got it, Daddy.
Yeah, here we go.
Why won't you party with me for your birthday?
Oh, that ain't the good one.
We party for my birthday before. You came to my party.
No, but me and you ain't never really party. You know what I'm saying?
It's the one under that.
Daddy. You getting it wrong, Daddy.
Oh. I like when you like this, Daddy.
Yeah, when you put my
Daddy.
That's it. That was
why
it.
Why you stop it?
All right.
It's not clean, bro.
I don't know why we're syndicated.
It's not clean. Oh, it's not clean.
I don't know why we're syndicated.
I didn't give him a heads up.
I don't care.
That should have been on the board, ready to rock and roll.
Come on. You know we got Diddy here this morning. That should be ready to go, man.
All right. Front page news. What are we talking about?
Why are we syndicated?
I don't know.
Bring back Tom Jones.
Let's talk about that student at the University of Alabama who actually was saying some very racist things, dropping the N-word. What happened to her?
All right. We'll get into that when we come back. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, let's talk about Hailee Barber, racist.
What is that?
Now, if you don't know who Hailee Barber is, she's a 19-year-old New Jersey native, and she was going to the University of Alabama until she posted racist videos on social media. She's repeatedly using the N-word in these videos. Take a listen.
With the poor people going on, we do not waste water. We don't waste water because of people in Syria. I love how I act like I love black people because I hate. So that's really interesting. I hate. But I just save by shutting that water off. So.
What are we bleeping out?
So she's saying, I love how I act like I love black people because I effing hate N-words. So that's really interesting. I effing hate N-words, but I just saved the effing N-words by shutting the water off. Then she goes on to release a second video after people responded to her first video.
Now, you know, she was in University of Alabama. She got kicked out, though.
That's what I said.
Okay, no.
She got kicked out because of this?
No, I said she was a student. I'm explaining what happened. Here's the second video.
Wanted to be an alpha since I was in high school, and nobody understands how much I love alpha. And now someone wants to shave my fence because I said nigger. You know what? Nigger.
No,
I don't care if it's Martin Luther King Day. I'm in the South now, bitch. So everyone can f off. I'm from New Jersey. So I can say nigger as much as I want.
Hold on, well, white people in New Jersey have the license to say
that's not true.
She said
that
she's
is
in
not
the
true.
South now. That's why.
But she said she's from New Jersey,
right,
though.
She said, I'm in the South now. I can say N-word as much as I want.
You think so?
She actually ended up getting expelled from the school and kicked out of her sorority after she posted these videos on social media. Now, according to the university spokesman, Chris Bryan, he released a statement. These remarks are ignorant and disturbing and in no way reflect the values of the University of Alabama. This unfortunate behavior has been reported to the Office of Student Conduct as it does not align with the community expectations of students at the capstone. So it's over for her now. She's been getting threatening phone calls in response to the videos. And she said she is an idiot. There's no excuse. I did something really bad. She also went on to say, I'm wrong and there's just no excuse for what I did.
What's the name of that university?
University of Alabama.
Drop on the clues bombs for them. Listen, I support freedom of speech. All right, you can call me the N-word, but when I call you a racist, bigoted ass, a crack ass, crack a white devil back, don't get upset. I'm walking in, not Times Square. I'm walking by Madison Square Garden yesterday, and there was this dude with Down syndrome, and me and Wax was walking by, and he was like, "What's up, niggas? What's up, niggas?" And I didn't know how to react. because he was white, but he had Down syndrome. He was calling us the N-word.
You let that one slide.
I didn't know what to say back.
Don't say anything.
Because I was
back.
About to let off a few slurs.
No.
Okay?
No.
I just, but he had Down syndrome.
You let
it,
that
was
one go.
It was visibly Down syndrome.
Then you let it go.
I did. I was like, okay.
You just
all
say
right.
God bless you and keep it moving.
I ain't say God bless you now.
Well, I'm glad that she ended up, once these videos went viral, getting kicked out of the school, kicked out of her sorority. That should be the answer, because imagine how uncomfortable as a student at the University of Alabama you would feel if you had to go to school with someone like that.
I wouldn't feel uncomfortable. I'd be walking by like, look at that old racist ass cracker right there. That's the cracker that called us the N-word. You're lucky we don't beat your ass.
I feel uncomfortable that my school would allow somebody to attend that would actually put out those viral videos.
No, it's Alabama.
All right. Well, that's front page news. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, hit us up right now. Maybe you had a bad night, horrible night, or maybe you feel blessed and you want to spread some positivity. 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
It's Dolvis.
Hey, Dolvis, get it off your chest.
Yes, I'm blessed because I have a job, and this to do you. A lot of people don't have a job.
You're right.
Yeah.
Right. No, for real, man. Y'all got to be appreciative of the little things in life, man. That's how you get blessed with more. Jobs are important.
Where you working at, bro?
I work for Burnham Construction out of Jacksonville, Florida.
Well, there you go. Getting that legal money.
Hello, who's this?
This is Erica calling from Louisiana. Good morning.
Good morning, Mama. Hey, get it
Erica.
Off your chest.
Hi, I just wanted to say, first of all, that I love y'all. This is my first time calling and getting through, and I love y'all. Watch out, everyone on Revolt.
Oh, you watch us on Revolt? More people getting Revolt nowadays.
I love y'all beat headphones, too, by the way. I just wanted to say that I am blessed because I am getting ready to retire after 23 years of active service in the United States Army.
Oh, congratulations, Mama.
Oh, man, thank you so much for your service.
Thank y'all for y'all support, and I worked hard enough that I don't have to work when I retire. Amen, at 41.
Amen.
Retirement is not an age, it's an income.
There you go.
Absolutely, Mama.
Hey, salute to the Armed Forces Network, too. We come on the Armed Forces Network. We're in 150 countries via the Armed Forces Network. So, salute to all our military.
And shout out to all the troops. Hello, who's this?
This is Jeff.
Hey, Jeff, get it off your chest.
Yeah, I'm blessed this morning because I ain't got to go to work. Got this snow in Charlotte, so I'm feeling good. I ain't got to do nothing today but chill.
Yeah, but you ain't got no woman, though.
Oh, yeah, she right here. She over here. She just woke up. She mad now. She might got to go. They got a two-hour delay, but that ain't my problem, you feel me? I drop her off. She need to be dropped off. I got the truck, but
how much
other
snow
than
is
that,
it?
I'm in here chilling.
How much snow is it?
I think we got like 3 to 5 inches.
Listen, speaking of inches, did you hit your wife raw last night? And that?
Nah, not last night, man. We chilling, watched movies last night. Yeah. Ain't nothing to do. Early in the day, though, because we did that all day. We was off yesterday.
Oh, got you.
Oh, yeah, so I was definitely good.
She cooked something good for you?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
What you had last night?
Last night we had some lasagna with the garlic bread.
Oh, that sounds good.
We was in here lit. Yeah, I was lit.
Woo-hoo. Hey, well, salute to the Queen City, Charlotte. We gonna be down there soon. We do our annual day party down there.
Yeah,
CIAA.
That's right.
Yes, and they said it's been hundreds of car crashes across the South just because of the winter storm. So everybody be careful driving.
All right, well, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Let's go. This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So if you got something on your mind, let it out.
Hello, who's this?
Good morning, this is Gigi.
Hey, good morning, Gigi. Get it off your chest.
All right, I just wanted to say it is so good that girl got kicked out of school for saying what she said because not enough personal responsibility going on out here in this world today. You know, people just feel like they could do whatever they want, say whatever they want, and so it's just really refreshing for somebody to get held accountable for saying some bullshit like that.
I love it.
We gotta start treating racism like a crime. Like, treat racism like pedophilia. Treat racism like murder. Like, yeah. Ostracize those people.
I remember they had this whole Facebook group of these kids that got into Harvard, and they were saying all kinds of racist and sexist things on there, and the kids actually got their applications rescinded, and they were no longer able to attend Harvard.
Wow. Hello, who's this?
You gotta watch what you say.
Hey, who's this?
Yo, this is Lee from Mississippi.
Lee, get it off your chest, bro.
Yo, bro, I'm happy. I turned 27 yesterday.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Happy birthday. Capricorn season in full effect.
Oh, for sure. I'm just glad to talk to y'all. I really love the show. I watch it all the time online, listen to the podcast, work out to it, and I'm just happy y'all still moving.
Thank you, brother.
Right, thank you. We're happy, too.
All right, y'all enjoy y'all day.
We appreciate you.
You, too. Hello, who's this?
This is Cam from Jacksonville.
What's up, Cam? Get it off your chest, bro.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm feeling blessed. Now, I was trying to call for a week, man. I've been trying to call y'all about that colonoscopy. I know you said your doctor said wait till you're 50. I would advise waiting until you're 50 to get it done.
Okay, wow.
Yeah, I'm 39, and I done had five of them, bro.
All right. Sound like you and your doctor got a relationship going on.
All right, here we go.
Does he even wear a glove at this point?
Yeah, man. They always wearing gloves,
What's his name?
I had digestive problems, man. They went in there, and they found some polyps the first time. So,
What's your doctor's name, sir? Huh? What's your doctor's name?
Well, I had two of them. Dr. Lynn Caroni up here in Jacksonville.
Well, you have problems. That's the reason why they wanted
you to
do it,
right? Yeah, and we're glad that you're actually going to take care of those problems. A lot of times people don't go, and they wait till it's too late. But as soon as something doesn't feel right, it's important to get checked out.
If a man is putting his finger...
That is true. But see, they tell you, well, in black males, you should get it earlier than 50. I know when they say Caucasians normally can wait till 50. When you're black, I say get it earlier.
I'm going to get one. Listen,
my brother-in-law brother died at 38.
Woo. I'm going to get one. Listen,
you know what I'm saying?
You're 39, yeah, and you've 39. Had five. You've had five
yeah,
what?
And
what
I
do you call them?
Five of them.
What do you call them?
What'd you say now?
What do you call them?
What, polyps?
When the guy put his finger in your butt to check you for stuff, what do you call it? Coloscopy?
Oh, yeah. Colonoscopy. No, they ain't checking. No. They're checking your prostate. They check your prostate when they use the finger.
Well, I think that you need to get him a Valentine's gift.
No, he's not doing the finger.
Here we go.
He's going through the whole procedure.
I had to get the whole procedure done. Man, the hardest part about it is the prep. You know, when you have to take the liquid. Prep before, when you got to drink that stuff down, that's the hardest part. Everything else is pretty simple. Yeah. You don't remember anything.
Yeah, but at 40, that's when the doctor puts his fingers in your butt and checks around.
He goes through the whole process
where you
got
to drink the liquid.
Got you.
Go all that.
I thought you had your butt fingered five times. I was going to say, buy your doctor.
No, bro. I had to get the colonoscopy. And the reason I say that, man, because the polyps, they get in there and they become cancerous. They sit too long.
Right. So,
gotcha.
So how many times he checked your butt like that, though, with his finger?
How y'all turning this into
No,
this?
Man.
No, I'm just curious.
No. They never checked me like that. What they did is they got different processes that go in. They can. You don't even have to have that finger. They can. They got a pill you can actually take. It got a camera made by Philips.
I'm going to get me the
swallow
finger.
Swallow that pill. And I'm going to your whole digestive system.
Nope. I want the finger. I want the finger.
Oh man, come on.
I had the finger before. They checked me with the finger.
How did they get that camera out of you after that?
You poop it out.
You poop it out.
Yeah. You poop it out.
Oh, okay. Well, that's
you gotta return the camera?
Is it disposable?
Huh?
Is the camera disposable?
It's disposable, man.
I'm just asking, man.
It's a little belt, and it got a monitor on the side of it. You got to wear that belt for like 24 hours. And then, you know, it goes through your system, and then you turn it back in the next day. It records the whole thing. It's like Wi-Fi. It communicates back
this
and forth.
This is good information.
Yeah,
thank you. Great information.
It is. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you, brother.
All right. No problem, bud.
I think my doctor might be too old school. Because my doctor just went with the fingers.
Well, if your doctor's still fingering you, you need to get him a Valentine's Day gift, all right?
Valentine's Day is coming up.
Get him a Valentine's Day card, man.
You only did it once. Anyway, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. You, we got rumors on the way?
Yes, we are going to talk about Black Lightning on the CW. How did that show do? Also, we'll tell you about a book that's being turned into a TV series.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
Yes.
Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Black Lightning.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up. Nah.
Well, did anybody in here watch the new superhero series Black Lightning that premiered on the CW on Tuesday?
I haven't seen Black Lightning, and I feel bad about that. I shouldn't hate DC more than I love black people.
Yeah, it's also being produced by Amara Brock Akil and Salim Akil, who did Girlfriend.
Really? Now, y'all ain't telling me that.
Mary Jane.
Really?
Oh, okay.
you know I love me some girlfriends now.
Well, they're saying that this show's premiere board in huge numbers. It's the highest rated premiere for the CW in 2 years. So congratulations to them.
Well, drop on a clues bombs for Black Lightning. I should be watching Black Lightning.
You definitely should.
I'm going to put my bias of DC to the side and watch it. We got a partner on that show, too. Crondon's on that show.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I did see Crondon.
Salute
to Crondon, Strong Arm Steady Gang.
And we got to salute our people on TV and support them and everything. Mm-hmm. So even though you're a Marvel Comics fan, you still can.
I'm going to put my. I love black people more than I hate DC.
All right. Now, Jeezy has sold his stake in tequila.
I said something. Did he like?
You know, he has that Avion tequila. Well, he sold his remaining stake in the company to Pernod Ricard. They made that announcement. Now, Jeezy's still going to be very highly involved, and he's going to continue to work with them until 2020 to help fuel the next wave of growth. He said, when I first became involved with Tequila Avion in 2013, I knew it had enormous potential on a global scale. So now he's going to help continue to grow that brand.
What
so
was the
congratulations
coin like?
To Jeezy. It doesn't say.
They didn't announce
he just
the
said, close another deal, minus the business suit, big business, trust your process.
Oh, that means he made some money.
He made some bread off that. Shout out to Jeezy.
You either do one of two things. You announce the number or you don't announce the number. When you don't announce the number, you made a nice little coin.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he made some good money off. And he's still going to be involved. So that means he's still going to be getting money off of it.
Oh, drop one of Clues Bombs for Pastor Young. I love that. I didn't know he had equity in the company. I thought he was just a spokesperson.
He always said he had equity in that company.
And it only made sense because I never heard of it really before him. So he did kind of introduce
it. No, it was out before him.
I never personally tried it until Jeezy got on board. So that's why it makes sense. Just like Ciroc was around before Diddy.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of us didn't hear of it until he got involved with the company.
So it makes sense for these companies too.
Yeah. Oh. All right, now Fire and Fury, that book that everyone's been talking about the White House, written by Michael Wolff, is now going to be a TV series. According to The Hollywood Reporter, networks will soon be able to bid on that project, and Wolff is also going to executive produce it. As we all know, that book has caused huge controversy, and Donald Trump's not very happy about it. He's saying it's fake news.
We're only a year in, and people already cashing in off Donald Trump's administration.
I'd watch it.
Yeah, but you know what? A lot of this is him interviewing people that have worked for him in the past, people in the White House, and a lot has happened.
Well, we don't even know how it's going to end yet.
We could see how this could be a TV series, because this doesn't even seem like it could be fact. It seems very fictional.
This is going to be good.
You know
what,
though?
Real life is like a movie.
Yeah. They are smarter than us, though, because it's like, yo, let's get it out the way now before the nuclear bomb hit and wipes us all away. Either that or the aliens, one of the two. Either that or the UFOs coming.
Yeah, you know there was a meteor that struck in Detroit.
Oh, y'all think that was a meteor?
Yeah.
Okay.
It caused an earthquake.
Okay.
What do you think it was?
I know what it was.
Don't worry about it.
I've been in contact.
You've been in contact?
I've been in contact.
I knew you was an
alien. All right. Mariah Carey is being sued for $3 million. And that is because she was supposed to be performing in Chile, Argentina, and Brazil. And she canceled those shows. Now, she tweeted out that she was devastated those shows were canceled. She said, my fans deserve better than how some of these promoters treated them. But according to the promoter, they did what they were supposed to do. They arranged for Mariah to play two shows on her tour. And she pulled out. They don't know why. They said they paid her nearly 75% of what she was supposed to get, and that was basically standard on what you do with these deals and previous deals they've had with her. And they said they believe the real reason that she didn't show up is because she had low ticket sales at three shows in Brazil. And they also don't like that tweet that she sent out because it made it look like they were the bad guys. So now they want $3 million.
Promoting a Mariah Carey show must be the most stressful thing next to moving.
Why?
Because you remember when she came into the Breakfast Club, she had her own lighting director.
She did.
Mm-hmm. And she made us turn the lights down so she could set her lighting up.
Correct.
And that was just her coming to do a radio interview. So can you imagine her doing a show? Can you imagine her demands?
Oh, yeah. They've been talking about the demands that she has.
I ain't got time for that. She probably want all red M&Ms.
I think it was all pink.
All pink M&Ms, right?
No, pink M&Ms?
That was like something about flowers, too. Like all pink flowers. It was... Sometimes.
Only time I see pink M&M's is around Valentine's Day. So that means if she asks for all pink M&M's, then you got to get old Valentine's Day candy to put in her bowl. And she's not even going to eat it. She just wanted that for decoration.
Absolutely.
They said that she asked for, I'm looking at what her demands are, bottles of vitamin water to bathe her dogs in and an attendant to dispose of her used chewing gum. And she also requests 20 white kittens and 100 white doves.
That's a lie.
That ain't real. That. I refuse to believe that. That sounds like an Illuminati sacrifice. Ooh. 20 white kittens, 20 white doves.
No.
They definitely sacrificing that and drinking the blood.
Well, she's number one on the list of crazy demands on her rider, so just so you know. All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
And speaking of crazy.
All right, when we come back, Diddy will be joining us.
Yes.
You might know him as Love, P. Diddy.
The artist formerly known as Diddy, now known
as Love. Maybe Sean Combs.
All right. And maybe we'll call him Daddy when he gets up here.
I ain't calling him Daddy.
All right. When we come back.
I ain't doing all that.
It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
Brother Love is here.
Diddy. Yeah.
Just call me Love.
Just Love now.
Just Love now.
Just Love?
I know it changes according to your mood, so you're in a love mood. move.
Easy to love move.
I just needed to simplify it. I make things so complicated sometimes, and I'm already black, so I'm already a brother. So you don't need to say that. You can just hit me with the love.
I have told people I feel like Diddy's energy has shifted.
Yeah.
Because I always used to get bad vibes from you, but mm-hmm. now it seems like you're just in a different zone.
Yeah. I used to always get bad vibes from you also.
That's what I thought. I said the same thing. I said maybe it was me. I said maybe I changed. I don't know.
Yeah, no. I think we both have changed. We all are evolving. It takes time to really kind of connect and understand the power of it. You know, you can speak about it. I spoke about it for years. But, you know, I've had my ups and downs. If I'm going through something or if I'm not feeling a cat or whatever it is. But now I don't feel any of that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I just feel love, you know, even for my enemies, you know.
Life is beautiful. Now, I felt very old this weekend. I had a birthday party, me and Envy, and your son was hosting with us.
Which one?
Justin Combs. Okay. Yeah. Club. Does it feel weird partying with your son?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't really feel weird because it's important for me to make sure that I show them how to move out here, mm-hmm. you know. So it's more that I don't hang out with them a lot if I have, you know, have a club date or something like that, then we'll rock together. But, you know, yeah, I'm not trying to really just be partying in the club with my kids.
What if you walked in the club and you saw your boys with another vodka at the table and not Ciroc?
yeah, they'd have a problem. They wouldn't be able to come back home.
Oh, well, then I'll leave this part of the story out.
Don't start that. Don't do that, man. He has to ride. He didn't get him up. Don't do that to him, man.
Justin, we call it Justin. change the locks, yo.
But it has to feel good to see what a great job you did raising your kids.
Oh, man.
Know? One of your sons, he's modeling for Dolce & Gabbana and rapping, and your daughters are beautiful. We saw the video of you giving one of your daughters a dog, you know, and yes. How she reacted, which was really sweet.
It's incredible seeing them grow up and actually be nice human beings and actually have their head on straight. Because, you know, it didn't have to end up that way. Mm-hmm. When you think about a lot of other celebrity families, you know, it gets a little weird sometimes, you know. And they haven't been acting weird yet. And you know what I'm saying? And, you know, we all go through our things. But, you know, I'm very, very proud of them, you know, very, very proud of them as men, and also the girls, the way that they're growing up, and just the way that they treat people is just like outstanding.
Yeah. Now, I see Christian he's been dating a girl for 2 years. What's that conversation like now? You know, it's getting a little serious, it's getting a little older, and this is where you started going a little wild.
Yeah, I was like, nah, don't play yourself. Don't play yourself. We're not about to be Puff Granddaddy. That's not happening. You know what I'm saying? Or everything's on pause. I went a little further, but, you know, I don't want, you know, you know, I want to respect his girlfriend's privacy. But, you know, I sat down, had a conversation with them, and we all on the same page, I hope.
Tell them where condoms, make sure they protect themselves, make sure they don't want no babies.
Yeah. Now, I mean, not right now, you know.
Right.
Now, I got to ask, on Ellen, you said you were engaged.
I ain't finished yet.
You ain't finished with babies?
No, I ain't finished yet.
You said you were engaged for 4 hours.
Yeah, without a doubt, I love children.
You said you were engaged for 4 hours.
You don't love children?
I love them. I got two. I'm trying to get a boy. Yeah,
they're both trying to get more.
Yeah. There we go. I'm trying to get 10. It's a race.
Oh, I ain't doing 10.
You really want 10 for real?
I could go to 8 without a problem. I could go to 8
Can't
real
stop.
Quick. Can't stop, won't stop.
So how would that work, though? Would you have them with your current woman? Or are you bringing some new troops?
I would hope so. I don't know. Hey, hold on. Let me go do this on the side.
I don't know.
Don't get this man in trouble again.
The African king right here. He might want more than one wife.
Don't get this man in trouble again, man.
I am a king. but I'm not doing that, though. You know, whatever's supposed to happen in the future is going to happen. But that's something that I want. Mm-hmm.
Now, you were engaged for 4 hours.
And I would
hours,
only have it. I would only have it with my girl, of course.
Of course.
Just
okay, let's
make
clarify.
Sure you're exactly.
You don't clarify now.
Yeah. Last time we got Diddy in trouble, I don't want no problem.
Yeah.
I think I got a joke for Diddy in trouble.
Now, back to my question.
Okay.
You said you were engaged for 4 hours when you were on Ellen.
Mm-hmm.
How did you get out of an engagement? Like, did you just say, I was just kidding? Like, how does it not happen?
I acted like it didn't happen.
You was drunk.
I was definitely, you know, in the spirit. But, you know, the next day, I just, you know what I'm saying? I just you know, treated it like we had a great night last night. You know?
She never brought it back up? She never brought it back up?
I mean, she brought it back up, and I was just like, you know, maybe we should just, like, wait a little while.
Okay. So, Diddy, why
I can't tell y'all which girlfriend, but, you know, it definitely happened.
How many girlfriends you got, Diddy? Only know one.
I'm talking about...
In the past.
This didn't happen right now. Okay. You just assumed it was Cassie, mm-hmm. I understand.
Right.
Yeah, but I was just telling a story about just a wild night that happened.
Years. You're lucky you weren't in Vegas. You might have got married.
I was in Vegas.
Oh, you were?
Yeah.
Oh, see, that's nothing. That's a good lie to say in Vegas. Let's go get married right now. That ain't nothing. In Vegas?
I mean, I got proposed to.
Oh, they proposed to you?
Oh, you did?
Yeah. And I said yes.
What?
I said yes.
That's what she get.
Did she have a ring?
Huh?
Did she have a ring?
No, we didn't have no ring on us. That was the good thing. No. Definitely. She definitely had a ring, and she definitely put it on me, but it wasn't, it was like just... one of her rings that I guess I complimented her on. You know what I'm saying?
Nice ring. Well, it's yours. We're getting married.
Hold on. Did you at least smash it that night?
Yeah.
Okay, so you told her what you had to say.
No.
You told her what you had to say to get the drug.
No. We was in a relationship. This is not coming out of nowhere.
Got you.
Come on, man.
You paint you as a savage over there.
Oh, man. King Diddy. King Love.
But you can't say no, the polygamist.
No, I'm not.
When your girlfriend proposes to you, right? That's awkward.
Yeah. But it was just all in the spirit of fun. It wasn't like a real serious thing, you know. But it was just something that was interesting that I did, you know. I did say yes and did get, you know, proposed to.
Well, even when you talk about polygamy, though, we do watch you and be like, "Yo, man, Diddy got a nice little setup going on." Because when you be at like Thanksgiving, and all your baby moms be there and your girlfriend and all your kids, that looks dope. A lot of guys can't get that off.
Yeah, you have to take care of everybody. And if everybody's happy and you're taking care of them and you're respecting them, then you can have a meeting like how I had. Can we all just get along meeting, you know? And it's just, it'd be better for all of us.
How long did that take?
That probably just happened this year, just where, you know, everybody, the whole squad.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, you have to start to treat your family like a tribe if you, you know, if you have other mothers or your children. The separatism starts to wear just on the family as a whole, and we all in it together, you know, so we might as well figure out how to coexist. And they get along lovely, laughing and talking and partying and dancing and chilling and shopping, and you know, everything is good, because they're good people though too. They're good people. It was just making sure, it's just about honesty, you know what I'm saying? And just making sure, like, everybody's clear. And, like, everybody's very respectful as women, just as themselves. They're not really into, you know, fighting or beefing like that.
Yeah, you have to be honest. I can't see you on a boat somewhere on a yacht and I didn't know you were there. Then everything gets crazy. We got to just keep it open, like.
I don't understand that one. If I was on a boat.
You have visions of me being on a boat and yacht, and I don't tell my girl. Oh my God, the 70-30 has me out here like the worst.
Ladies, let me explain something to y'all right now. I'm the best. I'm not the worst. I'm the best. You know what I'm saying? I've had my different things and point of views and stuff like that in the past, but I'm cured now. Love, and everything is all right.
All right, we got more with Diddy. When we come back, don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We have Diddy in the building. Yee.
Well, let's talk about The Four, because we've all been watching the show, and we do like watching The Four.
Yeah. Explain The Four, because a lot of people are confused with the concept of The Four.
Okay. It's like vocal Game of Thrones.
Mm-hmm.
You have the four best singers we could find at that time.
Mm-hmm.
We start where all the shows finish. So we start with the actual four that were the best out of all the auditions.
So you guys picked the four already?
Yeah, so we picked the four. Then you could be at home sending your audition to the4music.com. Then you could be on the show and you could challenge someone. So like there's somebody, her name is Javiah.
Okay.
You see Javiah up there. and you're like a singer from Canada or whatever, you could go, once you get past the judges, you come and perform for us. Once you get past the judges, then you could go, and you could go to Javaya and say, I want to challenge you.
Mm-hmm.
And then they basically have like a singing battle, a rap battle. Yeah, so it's like a sing-off, and it's real combative, and also...
So if Javaya lose, Javaya's off the throne. She's out of here.
Yeah, so if Tony challenges Javaya, so Tony is just somebody I made up.
Right.
And he beats Javaya, then he takes her seat.
And Javaya's gone, no more on the show.
Yeah, right.
And what's the end game for the show? Like, what is the winner win, or the top four mm-hmm. win, and how long is the season? Do they get record deals? Do they get money?
Yeah. You get a record deal with Republic mm-hmm. Records. Then you get us, the panel. You get me and Khaled and Charlie Walk and Megan Trainor.
I saw you had to check Charlie Walk a little bit. on episode two. he kind of got a little snappy with you. You had to remind you. He was like, remember you talking to Diddy.
Yeah, nah. It's the stuff with the show, it's intense in there because it's like a coliseum, so our audience is totally different. The audience energy and everybody's like, ah. And the testosterone is up and the hormones and it's crazy. And, he just felt like going a little too far. And it was all good. We reel it back in and we keep it moving, though. But, I think Charlie Walk is that guy that you want to have your record in his hands, mm-hmm. And also we have iHeartRadio.
Mm-hmm.
They get to win that iHeartRadio Power Play.
Yeah, that program, the Cali program.
That means you get played once an hour, every hour, on
for
every
a long
station
time.
Across America.
Right. Yeah, yeah, well, yeah. You know what I'm saying? You get your record fully supported.
Right. If your record don't pop after that, you trash.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously.
Yeah, and so we really feel like we have something the other shows don't have. Because me and Cali, we're going to stay involved. We're going to executive produce the album. We're going to do their social media, blast them out there. Mm-hmm. And so, it was something that was special.
Khaled made a comment on the last episode. What did he mean when he said this?
I remember Diddy saying, if you get on your knees.
What was he talking about?
I said, if you get on your knees, you're supposed to cry.
Oh.
If you're singing a song.
Oh, okay. We're segueing into the Drink Champs interview when you was with Nori and Fab and Jada and mm-hmm. everybody. They made a compilation video of you because they said you were sounding real suspect on the interview.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Of course I didn't see it.
No, I didn't see it.
You didn't see it?
I swear to God.
Come on, man. You saw that on the world.
Check this out. When they started playing the game, the pause game, I would definitely...
That came from Harlem, too,
by the way. Yeah, came from Harlem. I definitely... would say some, oh my, ooh, the crowd would be like, whoa, did he just say that? You know what I'm saying? I don't play games. Y'all know. You know what I'm saying? I'm a grown man. I don't play games. But, yeah.
Did you
compilation? I was coming off of being in Miami a night of party, and I don't really remember what I was saying. You know what I'm saying?
Would you like a reminder?
Yeah, sure.
Play some.
I love it all. I love it all, man.
I like when you like this, Daddy.
Yeah, when you put my bag.
Daddy, I like when you right scrambling right and scraping for shit.
That was you.
Scrambling.
You said, I like when you do it like that, Daddy. When you scrambling and scraping for shit.
Hey, man.
He's like, I don't know what I was talking about.
Hey. Nah, I mean, I was
You don't go back and look at that stuff and laugh?
I mean, it could be funny. I don't really be on it like that.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
I'm sure we can put Charlamagne's compilation against Diddy's compilation.
Oh, we have a bunch. We put
I mean, I also don't do it because I know I'm bad at the game.
Right.
I know I say like reckless stuff out my mouth that's just not maybe adding up to with somebody who maybe somebody who's homophobic, but I'm not homophobic and I really don't care. You know what I'm saying? But I'm bad at the game, and it's probably hilarious. I would love to see it. I would love to see the video compilation.
It's hilarious.
50, yeah. 50 came up here, and he was giving you flack for the asking Fab to party. So he'll ask you to play the clip, man.
Yeah, play the clip. Go ahead.
Why won't you party with me for your birthday, man?
We partied for my birthday before. You came to my party.
No, but me and you ain't never really party, you know what I'm saying?
I asked 50 about that, and he said you did the same thing to him. You asked him to take him shopping.
Yeah. I thought he needed some clothes. What? I'm a nice guy.
Yo, why are you in fifth?
Hey, yo.
Why y'all not?
Hey, yo, I don't have no beef with
I don't know why.
With fifth. He loves me. He loves me.
Do y'all really can't have see a beef?
It? I mean, y'all can't see
it. No, we can't see
Y'all can't
it,
see
man.
That he loves me.
But see,
you really, hold on, you really think that's hate? When you really break it down, you've been out here a long time. You know he loves me.
I don't think he like you.
You know he loves me.
I don't think he like you.
Okay.
But why? But why not? Y'all both passionate. Y'all both.
I don't know. Yo, check this out. I don't know.
Like,
I don't.
Both the same.
No, we are not.
Okay.
We are not the same.
But, I mean,
we are not cut from the same
cloth. Work and work hard.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, I respect that. I don't never hit him with no, you know, nothing. I don't even think of no other man. Besides, if I'm thinking about another man, I'm thinking about uplifting. I'm not thinking about all that. All them gnats. You know, they can't really touch me. Y'all, at the end of the day, y'all see and y'all know what it is. Mm-hmm. You know, the track record. Y'all know the business acumen. Y'all know the community service. Y'all know what I'm about, you know. And when he does that, it's like funny to me. I don't really take it personal. I know he has a different sense of humor. And he's just not in my life. We don't have to never cross paths. And I will never say nothing negative about him, you know, because that's just not me.
It feels like something must have happened, though, like that we just don't know about behind the
scenes. He loves me.
That maybe a situation, a deal went bad.
Nah,
I don't know what it is.
Sometimes people that feel like they don't like you and they act like that, they really love you. Like, I'm not like, you know, just saying it to say, you know.
But I mean,
it's something about me that has him on me all the time. And I'm not going nowhere, so...
You have been giving out a lot of money lately. You gave French $200,000
mm-hmm.
for his charity.
You donated money to us.
You
for
donated $150 to us.
Yes,
for change. For change.
You almost gave the young boy $1 million contract.
Is that, no. I did nah. That wasn't real.
Okay, the
oh,
young
that
man.
That wasn't real.
Yeah, that wasn't real.
You put it out there and then you took it back when the parents spoke. That never happened.
No. Why would I give a kid $1 million for a picture? That don't even make, that's not even good for
them. They said it was a modeling contract you offered.
It ain't that much modeling
well,
in the world.
You put the pictures of my kids back in my pocket because I said, if you're going to give me now, big dog.
Yeah, yeah.
Did that cause problems at Sean John? Like all the other models, like, yo, we been here. Where are $1 million?
Nah, it didn't happen. So, yeah.
So where did that come from? You saw,
it just comes from a story off the internet.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like the internet.
That?
You know, the internet is crazy, man.
Now, we saw you with Mary J. Blige with her getting her star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. You
have shout out to Mary.
Mary J. Blige. You said you used to pick her up in your, what did you have?
I had a Volkswagen Rabbit. And I used to pick her up from Slow Bombs up in Yonkers. And I always remember her, like, getting in my car, you know, because freezing outside the way somebody gets in your car cold. And my heater wasn't working. And we trying to make sure that we could get to the studio. We have enough gas money. And then to see her there, see her get nominated for 2 Golden Globe Awards, and then to be able to present her star in Hollywood, it was a crazy, like life experience to be like, wow, if you really stay focused, really go hard, and really stick together, you know, we could do great things. It was just a beautiful moment, and I'm so proud of her.
All right, we got more with Diddy when we come back. Let's get on the Diddy Mini Mix. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was a Diddy Mini Mix. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We have Diddy in the building. Can you buy the Panthers? Is that a possible position? And what do we have to do as people to support?
The process has just started, so I would be able to give more updates on that maybe like in 2 weeks. But one of the things I want to say is that it was never about me wanting to buy the Panthers. It was always about we. It was always about, like, we need a team. I jumped out there to make sure that they understood that they have to consider, you know, some black ownership right now with 80%, 70% of the league being African-American. And it's just time. Like, if right now we don't own nothing. If we don't own nothing, then we don't have nothing. And we have to make that change. And I feel like that shift is coming, that we have to make sure that we have, a seat at the table.
Have you put together an investment group?
Yes.
Now, you know, I'm sure you heard everybody talking about the 5 best lyricists on Bad Boy.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's break this down correctly, mm-hmm. right? Because I'm glad you're the person that we've been waiting to weigh in on this, right? It's about lyrics, bars, delivery, nothing else. Not star power, not album sales, nothing. And it's not even a diss to Mace.
I just said
and
I
let him do let him do his list.
But I haven't explained what it is yet.
You're okay. Leading the witness.
I haven't said
leading the witness over.
I said that Mace wasn't a top five lyricist on Bad Boy.
And I disagree.
Not saying he's whack. I just Bad Boy was stacked.
Right. But so Mace got busy.
And who was your top five?
Big, Kiss, Styles, Chic, Black Rob. And then I had G Dep at six and Mace at seven.
Y'all tight entitled to your opinion. I'm definitely not going to step out with that. You know what I'm saying?
So would Mace be in the top five?
Yes, he would.
Where would he land though? Sean Perez had him at five.
He'll be in the top five.
I think he's in that top five.
That's all you need to know.
Yeah, that's it.
Why do you think people still have such a fascination with Big and Pac stories? Because you see, like, it's always a new documentary or a new something all the time.
I mean, it was a movie. I ain't going to lie to you. It was a movie. The movies aren't really even exaggerating. You know, it was just a crazy time. So I think that's really intriguing to people because it was so real. It was, like, so dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, you know, we was all just living on an edge that I don't even think, you know, people really have the stomach for right now. You know what I'm saying?
It's still unsolved. And so there's still questions people have. So they're still doing documentaries trying to figure out.
But it doesn't help with healing, though, does it? Like, it's like always, literally it's always a new Big Pac documentary.
Yeah, well, you know what it is? It's like we're a part of history. And right now is like they're, you know, our history it matters because we want to know, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Younger kids want to know what went on because they hear about Tupac and Biggie. It's such an they grew up hearing their names, and then you go on a search to get as much information as you can. Mm-hmm. And, you know, every day there'll be many documentaries and many movies because both of them had such diverse personalities.
Right.
You know?
How much of the whole story, your legacy do you want to tell while you're still here to tell it? Like, we saw the documentary,
mm-hmm.
but, like, how much do you want to tell?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to tell it all. I'm going to tell it all, you know? I've lived an exciting life. I think it'll do well on the big screen.
Oh, so you going to, there's going to be a Diddy movie?
Yeah, one day.
Oh, wait.
Charlamagne, I plan on being great, man.
You are great.
I plan on having movies made about me. I plan on there being statues and different things like that. You know what I'm saying, man?
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
How did you and, I know one time you and Drake were rocky. How was that first conversation when y'all got back cool? You know, he did a song on the Lil Wayne mixtape. He mentioned he was at your house. We see videos of him at your house. Mm. How did that conversation come back around?
You know, we just bumped into each other and just kicked it. Just sat down and kicked it, two men. And, you know, had some real talk and kept it moving. It wasn't no need to be the end of the world, you know. And I didn't have no malice towards him. And it was just, you know, one of those nights.
Right.
So we moved past it as men. And we was cool before. That's why everything went down. Because, you know, and then sometimes brothers have scraps. You know what I'm saying? And we got to be able to move past it. We got to be able to have scraps with each other and then move past it. You know?
Something happened in your life that made
I want to know, did you go to anger management or something?
Something happened in Diddy's life.
What happened? Diddy's was it spiritual?
Which is a good thing. It's a great thing, actually. But it's something happened that just, Diddy just turned and became love.
Man, I think I was also, like, going through, like, a stressful time, too, you know? Probably, like, 2-3 years ago, and I was getting everything out my system.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, if you've been there, you understand that if you're like a person that has to always be on like the defense and
mm-hmm.
and you know be ready, then that's the energy that you bring, you carrying around with you. And I mean, I just once I sat down and had a talk with myself, you know, I just love, you know what I'm saying? It just connected with me. It was just like anything else is a waste of time.
On the defense with who, though? You top of the food chain. Who?
Yeah. And that makes you on the, you have to be on the defense.
You're defending your throne.
Yeah, I mean, you have to have a guard up, man. You have to protect your person. You know what I'm saying? It's rough out here. You can't give everything to the game, you know? And so I looked at the game from my history as being very antagonistic. You know what I'm saying? You know, with our crew, they crew, this, that, and the other. And, you know, that's a part of growing up. You evolve and you see things differently. And so I think that's what it is. And then just, you know, getting closer, more of a connection to God, but being honest with yourself on, like, yo, how do I want to be seen? How do I want to make people feel, you know?
But you've always had a connection with God, though. Even with the Steve Stout situation when you hit him, it was over God, technically. No, honestly, it was.
Yeah, I mean, God has always been in my life. Yeah, but, you know, I had my days, and that's what, you know, that's what life is about, being able to go through your low points and your high points. And in those times when I would act out like that, that was the environment I was in. That's mm-hmm. That's the way it was feeling out here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people getting punched in their face every day. Mm-hmm. Every day somebody's getting punched in their face. So I figured, why don't I be the first one to punch people in their face? Since the punching in the face is going to start at some time.
Mm-hmm.
It was just the climate that was out there. So I definitely tripped and fell a couple of times.
What about the UCLA coach and J. Cole? Did you reach out to them and smooth things over with them?
Yeah, I did. Yes, I put all of that in my past. You could bring up all 20 different things, Charlamagne, and it's in my past. It's in my past. I want to be an example of a man that evolves.
It feels like the world needs a lot of love right now. Too.
Yeah, and it does.
Going on, we have to be a lot more united.
Yeah, and we got to let things slide, though, too. Because it's just not worth it. Like, that has nothing to do with my life. I came in here by myself. I'm gonna leave here by myself. My time is precious. Can't have my time being I'm beefing with you over here, or I'm not happy to see you, or I'm not happy to be here mm-hmm. in the room with you guys. Like, I'm happy to be here. You know what I'm saying? I'm happy to see y'all. I haven't seen y'all. This is like, you know, we're all an extended family, you know, of each other. So when I come in the room, that's the way I want it to feel, because that's genuinely what's in my heart.
All right. Well, we thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you. Everybody tune into the 4 on Fox, 8 p.m. Everybody keep tuning in. Hashtag the 4. Thank y'all so much for your support. And God bless y'all. Happy New Year.
Yes,
sir. Breakfast Club.
All right. It's the Breakfast Club. It's Diddy.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club.
Salute to Love for coming through this morning, man.
Brother Love, Diddy.
The artist formerly known as Diddy.
Mm-hmm.
Now known as Love.
Why you say it like that?
Man, shut up.
All right, well, let's get to the rumors. Let's tell Birdman.
What happened to Love?
See what I'm saying?
It's about time.
What's going on?
This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, it looks like Birdman is going to have to give up his Miami mansion, 20,000 square feet. He took out a loan for that house back in 2015. And according to this lawsuit, he defaulted on that loan just last year in February. So apparently he was hit with a $12 million foreclosure lawsuit in December of last year. Right now, he is being ordered to immediately surrender the possession of keys and security system to his house.
Lil Wayne ain't never getting his money.
He
ain't
even
got to worry about that there.
As a temporary resolution, the judge is allowing that property to be rented or leased, and anybody who rents the house has access to everything, which includes the spa, the cabana, the below-ground pool, and the waterfront dock.
I can't see him being broke, though. He's made so much money.
Well, he bought the house for $14.5 million back in 2012.
It was worth $20 million.
And he's been trying to sell it for $16.9 million, but the home right now can't be sold or transferred to anybody until this whole legal situation is resolved.
Think about the millions he made.
Listen,
though,
man, rich Negroes go broke every day, B. Rich people go broke every day, B. All right? And I don't expect much from a man with a tattoo on his face. I knew it was going to crash and burn.
No.
All right, speaking of millions, Kim and Kanye have been offered millions for pictures of their new baby. According to sources, there were offers between $2 and $5 million for that first picture. Now, of course, Kanye and Kim did not entertain these offers. They would not consider taking money for the first photos of their kid because that would violate their morals.
Do we know if this baby's a boy or a girl?
Violate their morals. Why would that violate their morals? The Kardashians show their whole life on television. They get paid to showcase their life. So why would taking money for baby pictures violate their morals?
Well, I guess they're concerned about the security and safety of the family. I don't know.
But you see the other babies. But do we know if it's a boy or a girl? Did they say by any chance?
It's a girl.
It's a girl.
Mm-hmm. And as for in the past, they first posted up a picture of North 2 months after she was born. Mm-hmm. And as for Saint, they waited a little more than 2 months. So,
listen, I respect it. You know what I mean? I don't
hey,
know
it's
why,
your kid. You
I,
do
I,
what
I,
you
I
want.
I don't know why people Absolutely. Be putting their kids on Front Street all the time anyway, but whatever.
All right, Justin Timberlake was announced, as we know, as a Super Bowl halftime headliner. Everybody wants to know, what about Janet Jackson? Is she going to come out?
I was because with Justin last night.
They were both... banned, I guess, from performing at the Super Bowl. Yes, he has an album coming. I know he had an album listening also in New York mm-hmm. as well. Now, here is what Justin Timberlake had to say when he sat down with Beats 1 host Zane Lowe.
It wasn't too much of a conversation. Just one of those things where you go like, what do you want me to say? Like, we're not going to do that again. You know, like, and I stumbled through it. You know, to be quite honest, like, I had my wires crossed, and it's just something that you have to look back on and go like, okay, well, you can't change what's happened, but you can move forward and learn from it.
So, yeah, everybody's wondering what's about to happen, and I guess that's basically his answer on how he handled the situation.
Salute to Justin, man. That's my guy. I was with him last night. His album actually sounds good.
No doubt.
I did hear the album. And we definitely had a conversation about Janet and the Super Bowl and all of that good stuff.
What did you say?
Performing?
That's his story to tell.
All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
All right. Now, Charlamagne.
Yes.
Who are you giving your donkey to?
Donkey of the day is actually going to Miss Harley Barber. Okay, she needs to come to the front of the congregation. We would like to have a word with her on this fine Thursday.
All right.
All right. And you know, I've been listening to, you know what? Never mind.
What?
I just want to say rest in peace, George Jefferson. Well, Sherman Hemsley, but George Jefferson.
Okay.
Same difference.
All right, Donkey of the Day is yes. up next. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkeys of the Day, ask Charlamagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed up.
So like a donkey?
Yeehaw.
Okay.
Donkey of the Day.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Donkey of the Day for Thursday, January 18th, goes to a former student at the University of Alabama named Harley Barber. Now, Harley is a 19-year-old New Jersey native and a former member of Alpha Phi sorority. Now, the reason I keep saying former is because Harley has been kicked out of Alpha Phi and she has been expelled from the University of Alabama. Drop one of Clues Bombs for these people for getting rid of this young lady. Now, what was this young honky Harley ousted from these fine organizations for? Well, it's because she's a racist. Now, I know you're saying, well, you just called her a honky, Charlamagne. And to that, I will say, once a person is exposed as a racist or bigot, you have the right to call them racial slurs, okay? I keep telling y'all, I'm not the rise above the ignorance type of guy. Nope. Queen Michelle Obama says, when they go low, we go high. But Uncle Charlotte says, when they go low, take it to the flow with them. Now, if you want to be mad at me for calling young Harley a honky, then... let me play videos of what she said, and when we come back, let's see if you have that same energy, okay? Now, it's two of these videos. In the first video, she's in a bathroom talking in a mirror after turning off the sink faucet, and she seems to be very concerned about the water shortage in Syria. Let's hear it.
We don't waste water because of people in Syria. I love how I act like I love black people because I hate niggas. So, that's really interesting. I hate niggas, but I just saved the niggas by shutting that water off.
Oh, Harley, you hate F and N words, huh? You still mad I called Harley a honky? You want to defend that? Well, if you still defending that, let's go to the second clip where Harley addressed the backlash she received for the first video, okay? We call this one the cracker ass cracker clapback. Let's hear it.
Wanted to be an Alpha since I was in high school, and nobody understands
Wait,
how much I love Alpha
listen,
P.
I'm gonna...
And now someone wants to save my fence because I said nigger. You know what?
She's not even using it in the term of endearment context.
Mm-mm-mm.
Now, we all make mistakes, but during that crack-ass cracker clapback, you hear a voice in the background saying that, Harley, you shouldn't post that video. But she kept going, and she posted the video, so there's no need to feel sorry for Harley. In fact, I want you all to check your own prejudice temperature right now, okay? I really, really think about this for a second.
Mm-hmm.
What upsets you more? this young woman saying that she effing hates N-words or me calling her a honky and cracker. If it's me calling this racist bigot a honky and cracker, then you're probably a racist bigot, cracker-ass cracker, white devil yourself. See, this is a pivotal point in our society. I love the fact that the mask is off America. I love overt racism because you can't heal what you don't reveal. See, this young honky Holly has a chance to evolve and grow now, okay? She has a chance to get that hate out her heart, but you can't get that hate out of your heart if you have never experienced any consequences for your actions, okay? You will think being racist is cool if you've never been checked for it. Okay, you know how many young racists grow up to be old racists because nobody ever taught them that being racist was wrong? All right, we got to treat racism like a crime, like pedophilia, like rape, the same way the Me Too movement and Time's Up movement is changing the culture for women by exposing the BS that men have been doing. That's how we have to treat racism. People have to lose jobs for being racist. They have to step down from their companies for being racist. They got to get kicked out of school, kicked off their teams. We saw it with Donald Sterling in the NBA when he made racist comments. He had to sell the team. If you're racist, you have to be exiled, because the thing is, if the University of Alabama doesn't expel Holly Barber, then that means the administration there agrees with her. If Alpha Phi International doesn't kick her out of the sorority, then that shows that y'all agree with her too. So if you don't agree with her, make it be known then. All right? Pick a side. Okay? Holly Honky, I don't feel sorry for you. All right? I just hope you evolve from this and don't die a crack-ass cracker white devil. Get that hate out your heart. And I want to quote the late, great Maya Angelou and tell you that hate has caused a lot of problems in this world, but it has not solved one yet. Please give Holly Barber the biggest hee-haw, please. Oh, and I got a special Holly Honky today.
Goodbye, Honky.
Did she say goodbye, Honky? She meant goodbye, Donkey.
Rest in peace, Sherman Hemsley, George Jefferson.
There you go.
Okay.
All right.
And don't be mad at me. All right, for using the word crack-ass, cracker, white devil when it comes to referencing racist bigots, all right? I call things how they are. All you good white people need to start calling them crackers too, okay?
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey of the day. When we come back, ask ye. 805, you sipping your tea over there?
I'm sipping my good hot tea.
Why does it say white tears?
What, on my mug?
Yeah.
It says that?
Yeah, it does.
White I didn't even know it said that.
Yeah, right. I know Charlamagne had to ask ye question for me today, so.
Ye, thank you for reminding me.
805-1051. What's the ask ye question?
No.
Charlamagne's having an issue, and he hasn't asked
ye
question.
All right,
good,
ask.
We'll get into it.
You want me to wait? Okay.
When we get into ask ye.
All right, let me switch gears. All right.
What gear you going to?
No, you don't worry about it, beige boy. You just ride in the passenger seat.
He needs some help this morning.
You let ye drive, and I'm in the back yelling at you from the back.
I don't want
while
you
in the passenger
me.
Seat.
No, don't sit behind me.
We got
me.
Questions.
I don't want you behind me.
No, we got questions. Damn it.
What's about to happen?
All right.
Ask ye is next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was 50 Cent, 21 Questions. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now it's time for Ask Yee, but Charlamagne has a question for Yee. He needs help in his relationship.
Well, Angela Yee, yesterday...
Talk to me.
Yesterday, I was doing what I like to do, which is listen to podcasts, and I was listening to the Joe Budden podcast. Salute to Joe and Rory and Mal, you know, and I heard Joe bring up an interview that DJ Envy did.
Okay, explain this. Oh, you know what? I know what interview you're talking about.
You know what interview I'm talking about with Essence Magazine?
Essence Live.
Essence Live.
Shout out to Essence and the good people over there.
And I know Envy likes to role play. He's discussed that before. And I don't think it's anything wrong with a little role playing. But the roles that he chose to play...
Oh, boy.
Has had me perplexed.
All right, you know what? Some people haven't heard it.
Okay.
So let's play DJ Envy and his lovely wife, Gia.
Listen to the roles he likes to play.
On Essence Live.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been a cowboy. I've been Barack Obama. I've been a police officer. And one time I was Maxwell. Like, whatever.
Whoa.
Now, you guys know Maxwell, right?
First of all, let's not even go there yet, ye.
Oh, boy.
How do you role play as Maxwell?
All right, let me explain it, right?
Yes, please. So I need to know.
I used to have cornrows, right? I used to have braids. Shout out to Maxwell. I know he listens every morning. That's my friend now, right?
That's your friend?
Yeah, that's my guy now.
And you pretend to be him in the bedroom with your wife?
No, this was a long time ago. This is when we were in college. I had cornrows. So you know when you
Why did you pretend to be Trey Songz?
You didn't do that interview while you was in college.
No, I role play when I was in college. I had cornrows. So when you take your cornrows out, you have a big afro. On the cover of Maxwell's album, he had an afro.
Was this the one where he was in the bathtub?
Not that one. I did that one too, but we're not talking about that.
When you ejaculate, do you go, wow, 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 wow?
No. So one day when my wife was coming home, I know my wife is a huge Maxwell fan. So
I
got
know,
the
this
shirt.
This is a good idea.
I had the shirt that Maxwell had on, and I laid in the bed naked with my afro. And when she came in the room, I was Maxwell.
See, here's the thing.
Did she know what was going on?
Baby, I love you. It was just...
Yo, I don't care what y'all say. Don't talk to me about colorism. Light-skinned dudes are different, y'all. Beige dudes are different. Waffle-colored Negroes don't move like the rest of us, I'm telling you. Here's my question, Yee.
And we were at the Maxwell concert together, by the way.
Maxwell is a whole living human being.
That's my guy.
He actually exists. Your wife can have sex with Maxwell if she wants to.
She cannot.
Right, she doesn't have
She's
to
role-play.
Yeah, when you role-play, you're supposed to do things like just generic cowboy, police officer. You know what I mean? Probation officer, why are you being people that she actually knows?
I thought it would be fun. Like,
you should be Trey Songz.
No, I'm not being Trey.
You know what I realized by this whole conversation? I realized that Gia just needs to have sex with Jay Farrow. Because if you want to do impersonations and you want to be Barack and you want to be Maxwell, Jay got about 10 different people he can pretend to be for Gia. All right.
Now let me ask you this. If Gia, if you ask her to pretend to be someone.
Right.
Like a real person that you both know.
Set yourself up for this dumbass.
I'm not setting myself
up. Set yourself up for this dumbass question.
See, Oprah's a safer. Oprah's always safe.
Oh, you want to sleep with Oprah?
Oh, you know what? Never mind. There's nobody I want to sleep with. Whoever she wanted to be is fine with me. But I'm sometimes she dressed up like she was Swedish. She had a Swedish outfit on.
That's generic.
But do you see the difference between being a real person?
I don't like to wear Swedish costumes with the garter and you know what I mean. And
so then, wait, you dressed up as a Swedish?
No, she did. Sometimes, you know, she could be a stripper and, you know, she danced with me. Sometimes she's a doctor.
That's generic.
And by the
she
way,
she ain't a whole specific person.
You are in the strip clubs all the time, so it might seem like you're fantasizing about the women
that you are
DJing.
I hope Gia's thoughts become things, man. And I hope that she keeps thinking about having sex with Maxwell. And I hope one day you ain't around and she runs into Maxwell at Whole Foods.
And you know what? So
this was 20 years ago,
Does
guys.
This mean that she gets a pass for Maxwell?
No, she doesn't get no damn pass for Maxwell.
You guys are the same person.
You couldn't ask her to be like Rihanna?
No.
You what thought about it. Wow.
Now, what if you were Jay-Z and she was Beyonce?
We might do that one day.
What about Kelly Rowland?
If she's Kelly, she's Kelly Rowland, and I'm Nelly.
You thinking about it?
If she's Kelly Rowland, and I'm Nelly. And
you
we
know Kelly Rowland's married.
Love you. Yeah, we could do that. Like we do stuff like that's cool. Like crazy love.
So you could be Usher. You could be Usher. She could be Alicia Keys.
This is why. I'll be sure it's not considered a legend like Aaron Hall. This is why Christopher Williams.
You're not gonna do Usher.
No,
is not considered a legend like Bobby Brown. Like waffle colored Negroes will just never be great because they have these kind of thoughts. I just want y'all to know.
We just have fun in the bedroom. We've been together over 25 years, so we just spice it up sometimes.
If you could ask Gia to be anybody, who would you ask her to be?
Herself? I'm no fool.
Yeah, I just want to ask you this one question. Just want to ask you a question. Is it weird for Envy to be Maxwell?
Yes.
Okay, all right. I'm just wondering.
Somebody you know.
I didn't know him at the time.
We know him. I ain't being nobody my wife has met. All right? We met no empties at the Barclays a couple weeks ago. Saw Maxwell introducing my wife. Felt like the handshake was a little too long. And you out here being that old sexy flexy nigga.
There's nothing wrong with that.
All right.
Where you want to go after this?
Home. We need to go.
Well, I want to hear what the people have to say because I feel like it's a little bit weird to role
I think
play
it's very
as
weird.
Somebody that your wife actually knows.
Somebody that exists.
Could potentially, if she so chose.
Yes.
All right, well, me and...
Do a little something-something with.
Gia and I are going to probably do Jay-Z and Beyonce tonight. We're going to play Crazy in Love. I'm going to rap Jay-Z's part. She's going to sing. And then after
don't
we
you do
get...
that lemonade, though.
I'm going to tell y'all like I tell everybody
see,
else.
You go too far.
You ain't Jay-Z and she not Beyonce, okay? And you need to be yourself.
We are tonight.
All right?
We are tonight.
I told Joe Budden that this morning. I heard you and Sin role play as Envy and Gia. All right? I want you to have more respect
Oh, my God.
Yourself.
Envy, would you play Joe Budden in the bedroom?
Pump it up.
Just blaze. I could do it like. 800.
That's how we do sound when we nut.
800-585-1051. Is it strange? Have you guys done this before? Call us now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
That was Gold Link Crew. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, these guys are role-play shaming me this morning.
Well, no, you can role-play. We're just Maxwell role-play shaming you because you dress up as Maxwell and you pretend to be somebody that you know that you're friends with, that your wife knows too. And I think that's a little odd.
That's a little strange. Like, I'm all for role-playing, but when you role-play, you're supposed to be generic things. You know what I'm saying? You're supposed to be a cowboy, a police officer, wife be a stripper, a nurse, you know, a cheerleader.
Not like your friend.
A cheerleader was always my thing because my wife really was a cheerleader in high school and college. But I'm not going to be Maxwell.
You said a cheerleader was my thing.
I didn't know Maxwell. I was in college and my wife loved Maxwell. So I was like, one day when she came home, I just thought it'd be fun. I took my cornrows out. I had my high afro. I had my Maxwell shirt on and I was like, oh.
I'm going to be honest with you, man. I'm not going to pretend to be another man. I might pretend
it
to
was
be
fun.
I pretend to be another occupation, but I'm not pretending to be another whole man.
If you unless it's somebody that's like a character from a movie, like you could be somebody from The Wire, maybe.
No, I'm not pretending. I'm not maybe Black Panther, but that's only because it's a superhero, and you'll have on the whole outfit. You know what I'm saying? Like you'll have on the helmet or something. But I'm not pretending.
I had on the outfit.
I'm not pretending to be a whole other real man that actually exists. I feel like if you're pretending to be that other man, then that other man's penis should be in the bedroom with y'all.
No, that's all right. Let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
Hi, it's Allison.
Hey, Allison.
You two are married. That's your thing. So if that's what she wants and you are willing to accommodate her, then go for it. That's your marriage. No one else should be able to tell you how you all do what y'all do.
Now, I didn't say that's her thing. She doesn't have a thing for Maxwell. She likes his music.
She clearly does if you're pretending to be him.
Listen, my love, we're not asking that if it's okay for him to do it. We're asking, do you think it's weird for him to be another man? Don't hang up on the girl. I'm asking her a question.
Tammy's on the line. Tammy!
Hey, what's up? Good morning.
Hey, Tammy.
Do you think it's weird at all about my role-playing bedroom thing?
Absolutely not. And this is why I'm going to say that, because if you don't role play it, some other man will role play it.
Well, no,
if
we're not saying
to role play it. Somebody else will role play it.
Tammy, we're not saying role playing. We're saying to be somebody
specific.
That you
he's
guys
Maxwell.
Both know who you
okay,
know.
I'm gonna give you this example. I absolutely love Neo's video "Lazy Love." That is my ish. Do you not know? I went and got my husband a pair of Tim's, a pair of loose jeans, the drawers that I like, and the backwards hat that I like.
But do you and your husband know Neo personally and are friends?
I didn't know Maxwell at that time.
Wait a minute. First of all, you wanted.
You know what? I'm the type. This is the type of person I am. If my husband said, you know what, I like your friend Angela, and I, geez, this, that, and the other, I bet I'll be Angela by that night.
First of all, wow. I'm still stuck on the fact that you actually wanted your husband to be Neo.
I mean, you got a shot.
I don't want him to be Neo. I want him to be him, just in that Neo fit.
Did you get him a big black helmet to put on his head?
She likes that particular song.
Don't do Neo's big ass head.
Thank you, Mama.
Jesus Christ! Thanks. What is going on in the world, man?
Hello, who's this?
What's up, Envy?
Oh man.
Oh, Trav, we gotta hear from Trav this morning.
What's up, Trav, man?
What's up? Listen, Envy, you gotta stop being so light skinned.
Tell him again, Trav. Please.
You have got to be. And no, I'm just gonna say, and I love you. I think your wife is so beautiful. I listen to your podcast all the time. But watch D around Maxwell. I'm trying to tell you.
Well, first of all, she just likes his music. And second of all, those are the two people she stays away. Maxwell and Trey Songz.
Now,
right?
Trav, ask him if he would pretend to be Trey Songz, because Gia has a thing for Trey.
I know Trey. I didn't know Maxwell at that time. I won't play
Maxwell
now.
Can I ask Trav?
None of this makes any sense, because if you really want to keep Gia away from these guys, why bring their name up in the bedroom when y'all both naked and you got your penis inside of her?
You said you're insecure.
That's the most intimate moment.
And that was before. That was 20 years ago. I don't play Maxwell now.
Trav, would you dress up for your man as somebody that he know that you guys both know?
Not as like somebody that I actually know. It has to be like, you know, a character, like Tarzan or something like that.
That's
somebody cute. That I actually
I like that.
Know.
Tarzan.
Okay, Trav, you little kinky self.
Okay, yes, that's your new name up here.
Tarzan.
Trav Tarzan.
All right.
Envy, well, you need to dress up as Lee Daniels for her.
Ooh, I like that too.
And then that dildo going to go right in that for real. That 9.5-inch dildo going to go right now.
trap.
Soon as you pretend to be Lee Daniels.
What's the moral of the story?
The moral of the story is you should be crying, but you just can't let it show. Okay? That's the moral of the story.
We got rumors on the way, Yee.
Well, all this sex talk, let's talk about Donald Trump and the porn star who he had sex with, allegedly.
All right. All that and more. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors.
Okay.
Let's talk Offset. It's
time. She's spilling the tea.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, Offset is discussing some lyrics in the song Boss Life. Now, that song is with YFN Lucci, and he upset the LGBTQ community. They were offended by what he had to say. These are the lyrics in question.
Whole lot of gang in here. Y'all start to get no names in here. No. Bigger and cluster club. 40K spent on a private lil. 60K solitaire. 60 ball. I cannot vibe with queers.
Whoa. Well, I'm from the era where slurs that are used to insult gays were tossed around freely in rap records, but they didn't have anything to do with someone's sexuality. So what is he talking
about? Well, he said, I'm trying to make me out to be a homophobic. I'm a whole gangster. I don't even speak on sexuality. The definition ain't even that. Trying to make it about gays. I work with them all the time at events, dealing with fashion, TV shows. I wasn't going to speak on it, but I see so many dumb ass MF on here talking about ish. They don't know. I'm not against nobody. Your choice in life. I have fans that love my music. I don't discriminate, and I don't speak on politics or sexuality. The actual meaning, I'm a posted from Google. I do not judge people. I've been in front the real judge, and they judge me, and I'm sentenced. And sentence me, I'm here to bring people together with fun music culture, too, on the way.
I like how you read definition like it's spelled right, too. He spelled it D-I-F-I-N-I-T-I-O-N.
He spelled some other things wrong, too, but you get his point.
Yes.
And, you know, I was thinking about that, too, because the definition of queer didn't always have anything to do with being homosexual. So,
no, it's always had something to do with being homosexual. It used to be offensive. No, it's not offensive anymore.
No, the real definition is strange or odd. She had a queer feeling that they were being watched.
But
That's the real definition.
Oh, okay.
I know it was strange and odd, and then it was a way to describe a gay person at one time.
Yeah, I used to think queer was offensive until most recently when they added it to the LGBTQ thing. And, you know, we had Lena Waif up here, the brilliant Lena Waif, and she identifies as queer, and she explained to us what queer was. School our listeners real quick, because, you know, you call yourself an openly queer woman.
Mm-hmm.
When did the word queer change from a slur to a term of endearment?
Yeah, I think for me, the reason why I use the word queer is because even though, yes, there's lesbian, gay, bisexual, trans, intersex, asexual, non-binary, there's a lot of, you know, categories within our group. And the reason why I like to say queer is because I don't want to separate myself from any of those other people. So for me, when I say queer, it's really my way of just sort of being all inclusive.
So it's an umbrella term for the whole community. But before queer was used as a slur, it really did just mean like, okay, that's queer. It didn't necessarily mean gay. So when he said that, I don't vibe with queers. He just means like
odd strange, people. Odd people.
So right. I can understand that because he might have been using it in the term that has nothing to do with being gay.
Well, I would tell Offset that he's vibing with the wrong queers, because all the queers I know are pretty cool. And some people would look at the Migos and consider them strange or odd and queer.
I'm gonna have to take Offset's side on this, because I understand that you can call somebody queer like they're a weirdo. And it doesn't have to mean that they're
gay. He explained himself.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah,
so
listen,
I
work
can
with
understand
a queer,
that.
Ye.
That's true.
Come on.
Don't talk about our board up like that, man.
Oh, that's what we're doing.
Oh, okay. Well, I was talking about you, Envy, but don't worry about it. But I'm just saying.
Oh, that's
you know
what we're doing?
Oh, nothing. But I don't, I mean, yeah.
If you're overreacting to that, I really don't think
y'all tripped.
That was his intention.
All
right. And in the meantime, Cardi B is going to be doing her first movie. She just did her first movie deal. She starts filming in March. So we don't know anything about it yet. We don't know what the movie is. We don't know all of that. But we do know she's going to be in a movie. So congratulations to Cardi.
I already told y'all that was going to be Cardi's next evolution. She ain't even drop an album yet. But I already told y'all she was going to go to Hollywood. TV, movies, that's a natural fit for Cardi.
I agree.
All right, and Stormy Daniels, she's a porn star, and by the way, searches for her on Pornhub have gone through the roof after this interview that she did back in 2011 with In Touch has now resurfaced. They're going to put out the full interview now, but she apparently had some relations with Donald Trump right after Melania gave birth to his son Barron back in 2006. Now, she said that it wasn't really that exciting, the whole incident they had. And she did take a lie detector test back then as well to prove that she was telling the truth. But she did say that she agreed to go back to his hotel room. She found him wearing pajama pants. And he says about Melania, oh, don't worry about her. She said he was sitting on a bed and was like, come here. And I was like, ugh, here we go. And we started kissing. She also says that Donald Trump compared her to his daughter. He told me once that I was someone to be reckoned with, beautiful and smart, just like his daughter, referring to Ivanka.
See, I don't respect that, because I don't think she'd be telling this story if he wasn't the president.
She told this before he was the president. This was an interview she did back in 2011 with In Touch, but it wasn't a big deal back then.
Because he wasn't the president.
Right.
But now that I'm in this position.
But now In Touch is like, okay, they never really put out the full interview, so now I guess they want to, because there was nobody really cared that much back then.
I don't care now. I mean, a reality show billionaire had sex with a porn star. So.
Now, she said he also promised to put her on on the Apprentice show.
Did he?
No, he didn't end up doing it. She said he apologized and said he couldn't do it, but that he would take care of her.
I mean, the box was trash. That's all that means. The box wasn't up to par. He didn't think it was good.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee.
He had her own Apprentice.
And that's your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Now, shout out to Revolt. We'll see you guys tomorrow. And everybody else, let me know what you want to hear. 800-585-1051. The People's Choice Mix is next. Get your request in. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.